Oh, I wonder who that could be. Hello! Oh, Saki, you're back!
Is everyone ready?
Hey,
you're back! Well, we have to get into the car. I'm actually about to go. Where are you going? Oh, I'm just running a few errands. I have to pick up some milk, some bread, some ramen. Okay, I'll go with you. Okay, can we read a book on the way? Okay, but quick, grab one. Moppet's coming with us. Okay, I'm gonna grab the book that she gave us that we haven't read yet. Okay, what's it called again? Interjecting chicken or something? No, interrupting chicken. Oh, well, hurry on. You grab interrupting chicken real quick. Okay. Okay. Let's read this. Saki, you be careful while you're driving.
I will.
Interrupting Chicken. David Ezra Stein wrote this. It was bedtime for the little red chicken.
Okay, my little chicken, said Papa. Are you all ready to go to sleep?
Yes, Papa. But you forgot something.
What's that? Asked Papa.
A bedtime story.
All right, said Papa. I'll read one of your favorites. And of course, you are not going to interrupt the story tonight, are you?
Oh, no, Papa. I'll be good.
Hansel and Gretel.
Hansel and Gretel were very hungry. Deep in the woods, they found a house made of candy. Nibble, 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 they began to eat the house. Until the old woman who lived there came out and said, "What lovely children! Why don't you come inside?" They were just about to follow her when,
out jumped a little red chicken, and she said, "Don't go in! She's a witch!"
So Hansel and Gretel didn't. The end.
Chicken?
Yes, Papa?
You interrupted the story. Try not to get so involved.
I'm sorry, Papa, but she really was a witch.
Well, you're supposed to be relaxing so you can fall asleep.
Let's try another story. I'll be good.
Little Red Riding Hood.
Take this basket of goodies to Grandma, said Little Red Riding Hood's mother. And don't stray from the path. The woods are full of danger. Red Riding Hood skipped along through the deep woods. By and by, she met a wolf who wished her
good morning.
She was about to answer him when
out jumped a little red chicken and she said, "Don't talk to strangers."
So Little Red Chicken Hood didn't. The end.
Chicken?
Yes, Papa?
You did it again. You interrupted two stories, and you're not even sleepy.
Sorry, Papa.
And you also said Little Red Chicken Hood.
Oh. I know, Papa. I'm sorry, but he was a mean old wolf.
Yes. Now get back into bed.
Okay, Papa. Let's try one more little story. I'll be good.
Chicken Little.
Chicken Little was hit on the head by an acorn.
The sky is falling, she thought. She was about to run off and warn Goosey Lucy, Ducky Lucky, Henny Penny, and everyone else on the farm. The sky was falling when
out jumped a little red chicken, and she said, "Don't panic. It was just an acorn."
So the chicken didn't. The end.
Chicken?
Yes, Papa?
You did it again.
Oh, Papa, I couldn't let that little chicken get all upset over an acorn. Please read one more story, and I promise I'll fall asleep.
But Chicken, said Papa, we are all out of stories.
Oh, no, Papa. I can't go to sleep without a story.
Then, said Papa, yawning, why don't you tell me a story?
Me tell a story, said Little Red Chicken.
Okay, Papa, here we go.
Bedtime for Papa by Chicken.
Once there was a little red chicken who put her papa to bed. She read him 100 stories. She even gave him warm milk, but nothing worked. He stayed wide awake all... Papa? Good night, Papa. The end.
I like the interrupting chicken, don't you, Saki? Oh no, you're running in another red light! Watch out! Sorry. Hey, Moppet, what did you think of the story?
I don't know. It's one of my favorite books. That's why I gave it to you guys, so that you guys could enjoy it, too.
Sharing is nice, isn't it, Saki?
Another red light! No! Sorry. Yes, I did like the book.
I don't think we should be letting you drive.
Why?
After all, you're just a sock.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Let me take the wheel. Moppet, what were you saying?
Oh, I finished.
Well, thank you. Hope you guys all enjoyed the book. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.